180 degrees.
Cameras on, you would see me dancing in my studio. Yeah, that used to be one of the hits from back in the day. Good morning. On this Saturday morning, it is I, Kenny Hodge, your branch president of Columbus, Ohio, with a interesting, hopefully very funny, very punny, should I say, podcast this morning, on this Saturday morning, to get your holiday weekend started. Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. Well, you know what? It's a holiday weekend. Let's get a cheerful start. Let's talk about some postal rumors. And again, this is strictly for entertainment purposes. And if anything I say on this podcast, on this morning, resembles truth, it is purely coincidental. First up, on this Saturday morning, postal rumor mill, is your illustrious acting plant manager, Mr. I'm Better Than Everybody Else. Don't nobody know anything but me. Well, here we go. Quick story, but I'm going to drag it out. Well, it appears, and again, these are just rumors because it's Saturday morning. My people in Cincinnati contact me and told me that our acting plant manager went down to Cincinnati beating his chest because he's going to square away the manager of the Cincinnati processing plant, a young lady by the name of Kathy, I think. Rumors tell me that our acting plant manager went in there and really read her the riot act. I don't think she was impressed by his performance. But nonetheless, he went down there and he did what he thought he had to do. I'm acting plant manager major. Here we go, folks. Karma. They tell me before he arrived back to in Columbus from Cincinnati, well, here's the post office for you. Postal headquarters had made another decision, and their decision was she should be, Kathy should be in charge. Guess where? As the acting district manager. So, for those of you that are not really following the story, the acting plant manager, and again, this is just a rumor, something to get your holiday weekend started. The acting plant manager of Columbus went to Cincinnati, and he read the riot act because he was in charge. Well, before he got back home, he is no longer in charge. And now the person he just went and got real unprofessional with is now his boss. Tell me karma doesn't work sometimes, folks. And let me clarify. When I say he's not in charge, please, let me really get that straight. He's still the man now. Don't get me wrong. He's still the acting plant manager of Columbus, Ohio, which is a major PC's. He's just not in charge of the young lady he thought he was in charge of. That's all that changed. So you go down there and give somebody a hard time. Now they're in your position, as in a position over you. Let's see if reciprocity holds true in this case. You see, you can't do evil things, just knowingly wrong things to people forever. But again, it's Saturday morning, and that's just a rumor. And keeping in tradition with Saturday morning podcast today, did you hear the one about the acting plant manager who has redesignated the front of the post office as the supervisor smoking area? Wow. If that's not a flex that I'm in charge and nobody can tell me anything about anything, I don't know what is, but you're going to move a supervisor smoking area to the front of the post office. And again, it's Saturday morning. These are just rumors. Again, these are just rumors, something to entertain you as you think about all the nonsense that goes on at work on a daily basis. This is something to just let you take a mental relaxation from what's real. Well, before I move to the end of my podcast, which we will have a serious conversation, did you hear the rumor that the AGVs are not coming as scheduled? In fact, the AGVs won't be here until the end of October. I think that's what the rumor is. Now, the personnel is still going out to Portland to be trained. Now, successful bidders, I don't know. I'm just going to go on a limb and say you're not going to your job. And I have to, as per your contract, but I have to go on a limb and say I'm willing to bet you that your the acting plant manager is going to get a sign-off from your local president that it is okay to keep you out of your job. That's the kind of reciprocal relationship those two have. It doesn't matter what it is that the plant manager wants to do. If your local president can oblige, he's going to. And that's just a rumor. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out. But the AGVs are being delayed, hopefully permanently, but they're being delayed. And again, they'll have those AGVs in Columbus, you know, right around or pretty much right during the heaviest mail season, so that the plant manager can show how great he is. I'm going to implement this system in the heaviest mail time, because that's how good he is. And that's just a rumor. Okay, that's enough of rumors for right now. Let's talk about some factual issues. Well, a factual issue. In Columbus, Ohio, and I'm going to address this bid sheet, and I'm only going to address one job posting on the sheet. And that one job that I'm going to address is a mail handler's job, pay location 222. And I want to talk about that for a second, because I made a lot of noise as to what should take place if we're going to do it right when it comes to the level 4 position on the apps of loading. Now, again, first of all, let's start off with that is pure nonsense that you're going to post pay location 222 to include the bundle sorter and the apps. That's not how it goes, folks, but you have allowed that. Now I'm talking to my members. You have allowed that to go unchecked, but that needs to be clarified. Because if pay location 222 is your bundle sorter and your apps, then there should be one overtime list for pay location 222. And anybody who works in Columbus knows that's not the case. There should be one supervisor for pay location 222. That's not the case. But nonetheless, they've posted a level 4 position, and I'm going to read the job slot comments. Primary duty assignments is loading. Must have a pit license and will be paid higher level while loading 2C and 3C mail. It's CMS job slot ID. Now listen to me. My first question is, how are you going to make a level four have pit license? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is where feedback is very important. If you make me have a license, does that not mean I'm by definition a level five? You see, this is the games the post office plays, and for years they've done this. They've done it with impunity, I'm sorry. Nobody checked them about it, but that's wrong. Now, let me tell you something. And why would you only put up one bid when you have an inside-outside loader, and if you're going to cover the bundle sorter and the apps, then that's another loader. So if you're going to do this right, why don't we slow down and maybe consider this? Three level five bids.
Yo, tell them, Ken.
That primary duty assignment is loading.
Tell them.
Now it's okay to say you must have pit license, but you're always level five. Does that make sense? Because think about it. On tour two, that is the daily run plan. You're going to run 2C magazines. You're going to do that before you do priority, mixed states, or anything else. So if you know that's going to happen every day, why would you not want to make that a level five? You cannot operate that apps without at least a loader. Most times you have to have two loaders because regardless of the number of personnel, supervision has been trained
like robots. We must run both sides. We must run both sides. It doesn't matter. And I'm sure when they ask the NBO, that that's the advice that they're given, because most of your supervisors that supervise the apps know enough that both sides running with the skeleton crews is not productive. But once the NBO says that's what they want, then that's what happens.
And if you look at the bid sheet, again, that job ID number is 953-53399. I would, again, I'm walking on a lot of limbs today, but I'll go out on another limb and promise you that that's not the job. I'm sorry. That's not the job that was vacated by an employee. That's some new shit that the post office put together. And again, they feel rather confident doing that because they're not going to get any pushback from the union. But I want you to know, if I'm in office here, this kind of stuff, see, I'm going to address this, and I'm going to address this with tenacity because it's wrong. So if I was to sum this up, looking at that bid, first of all, multiple pay locations listed in one pay location as a bid assignment. Next, you are trying to make part of the bid requirement for a level four that you have pit license. Just the fact that pit license are mandatory should make that bid a level five bid. And you're posting it as a vacant bid. And I'm certain if you look at all the extra job qualifications that you put in this bid, the Postal Service should know that that's not the bid that was vacated. And shame on my union for allowing this to take place. I know pride is terrible, but I hope that you hear this on the podcast and then at least take action on it. You cannot allow this to continue because you acknowledge it as a past practice. Well, listen, your current branch president, Kenny Hodges, don't acknowledge that past practice. But since my voice is silent, I really can't do anything about it. But I can educate you on it, and you can do something about it. And one of the most important things that you could possibly do is vote Ken Hodges in the cast from 180 degree new direction, because there's going to be a bunch of us on the ballot. Vote us into office and allow me to take care of this for you. Your current leadership is outdated, man. It's not equipped for what we need right now. And I'm not being disrespectful, but I think he's too stubborn to understand that. But I'm here
and I'm ready to go to work for you. And you know, I'm the one that you really want working for you. Hey, listen, my daily cry to my level four mail handlers, please stay off the equipment if you're not on higher level or you're not authorized. Come on, I'm going to continue to make this plea to you every day till we're 100% in compliance. See, unlike the agency you work for, yeah, your branch president, I care about compliance, and I think it's important that we band together on this. Hey, listen, have a wonderful day, and remember, 180 degrees, that's the new direction you really want your union to go in, and we've got an excellent opportunity to get that done right now. Support Kenny Hodge, local president, and I have to say this to my branch in Columbus. Understand the politics of what's happening right now. Ken Hodge, I'm running for local president. I'm running to unseat Bip McLemore. That's the position I feel I want to hold, I feel the best qualified for. Okay, so your branch race, that's a different race. I need your support as you support me for local president.
180 degrees.
New direction.